Describe an adventure you would like to take in the future. One, who likes to read adventure books? Well, since people have different personalities and preferences when it comes to books, I think anyone can enjoy adventure books. But generally speaking, adventure books aren't necessarily as focused on character development as other genres. They're more about convoluted plots that feature fantastical elements. So people who are more interested in internal journeys are probably not that into adventure books. Plus, adventure books tend to be lighter reads. They aren't very serious. So they're good for people who just want books as entertainment that won't make them think too hard. Two, do people prefer adventure novels or adventure movies? I suppose that most people prefer adventure movies. Adventure novels can be gripping in their own way, but movies move at a quicker pace and are able to convey all the important storylines to viewers within just 1 or 2 hours. This makes it simpler for the audience to stay engaged, compared to spending days or even weeks finishing a novel. Plus, since you can see incredible visuals and enjoy the sound effects, it's a much more thrilling experience. I think that adventure novels actually make for great adventure movies. I've seen some very good adaptations. Three, why do people like to read adventure books rather than go on an adventure? I would say that people like reading adventure books as opposed to going on an adventure themselves because there's a lot less risk that way. After all, reading about someone going on a deep sea dive is a lot safer than actually doing it yourself. Not to mention, it's a lot less expensive. Plus, adventure books are typically rich in imaginative and creative storytelling, making it hard to fully recreate their experiences in reality. So people who enjoy reading such books are often driven by their curiosity to explore the unknown, rather than a desire to undertake an actual adventure themselves. Four, who doesn't like to go on adventures? It seems to me that reserved people don't like going on adventures. I'm thinking of people who are very quiet and introverted. They don't like leaving their house, let alone going on wild adventures. They much prefer watching someone else be adventurous on a movie screen. Honestly, that's totally fine. Not everyone needs to be the adventurous type. We also need people who are more practical and less likely to get in danger. After all, who would take care of things if everyone was off on an adventure? Five, what kind of personality should people have in order to experience a lot of adventure? I think people who want to experience a lot of adventure should be brave and curious. If you aren't willing to take risks, you probably won't have many adventurous experiences. For example, if you're too nervous to go skydiving or do some other thrilling activity, then you'll only end up holding yourself back. Being curious about the unknown and eager to try new things is also key. It is only when you have a desire to explore new worlds that you will feel compelled to push your limits. Six. Will experiencing adventures broaden people's horizons? Yes. I definitely think that experiencing adventures will broaden people's horizons. If they only stay in the same little bubble all their lives, then they'll never learn and grow. You need to expose yourself to lots of different things in order to have a more well-rounded view of the world. That involves taking some risks and being willing to try new things. So if you have the courage to step out of your comfort zone and explore new cultures and environments, you'll gain fresh perspectives on problems, develop innovative ways of thinking, and immerse yourself in new lifestyles. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。